You won't believe what just happened.
What?
I went down to change some money, right?
Yes, we need some. How much did you change?
I wanted to change around $5,000. And you know the exchange rate.
Yes, it's about 35 pesos for every Taiwan dollar, right?
Not today.
What do you mean?
I went to the bank with my money, and I looked at the exchange board. At first, I couldn't believe it. I thought I was reading the board wrong or something.
Why?
Because the board said 60 pesos for every Taiwan dollar.
60? That's too much. How can that be?
I thought it was wrong, too. It didn't make sense.
Just 2 days ago, it was 35. How can it be 60?
So I went up to the teller and started to exchange the money. And it's true. They really gave me 60 pesos for the dollar.
That's amazing! Really? How could it change so much in 2 days?
I tried to ask the bank teller why it changed, but she didn't speak English well enough. So I decided to go to the magazine shop, the one around the corner, and I bought an American newspaper.
What happened?
It seems that yesterday the Mexican government declared it wouldn't pay back the loans it got from the World Bank. The government declared a default on the loans.
That's serious.
I know. The economy here is having serious problems. But because the government declared a default, the currency value went way down.
So now Mexican pesos are worth about half as much.
Yes, it's an amazing drop.
Wow, I feel sorry for the Mexicans. But it's good for us.
Yes, it's very good. We suddenly have twice as much money to spend here. Our hotel is now half as expensive as when we got here. Isn't that strange?
Yes, and you know what?
What?
I don't really like this hotel that much. So tonight, now that we are so rich, tonight, why don't we stay in the most expensive hotel in town?
Why not? We should do it, because now we can afford it.